Yo, what's up, guys? So, as you guys already heard, RSD or ex-RSD Julian Blanc, Julian himself, is what his channel goes by now, is getting married. Now, the reason I made this video is because, of course, I like to give you guys the scoop on the pickup community and what's going on. Now, I think he's now part of the self-development community. And, you know, the reason I wanted to make this video was not to, well, it's actually to cover a couple of things that are happening, such as the negative criticism people are, you know, putting out when it comes to relationships, and how, you know, a lot of guys are like, oh, the person fell off, the person got in a relationship, as if like all of those things were bad, right? Because, you know, you only want to see one side of the coin, you want to be one track minded, right? So, you know, this gives me an opportunity to talk about the other, you know, aspects of approach, such as relationship connections, and something a little more deeper than the superficial, right? Because when a lot of men get into learning success with women, as it is now, you know, this allows me to talk about a lot of the problems and toxic things that are happening in the success with women community. And the bottom line is, right now, there's just not much guidance for men when it comes to actually meeting girls and best presenting themselves, right? Now, for women, I don't know if there's guidance either. There might be, you know, the magazines, and, you know, they got a dating coach here and there. I know Matthew Hussey's one that's like pretty popular. He gives pretty decent advice to chicks. But in the male community, you get, right, if you search up in Wikipedia, you get all this nonsense that, of course, you know, it'll work. But let's face it, the majority of you guys are actually not getting results when it comes to meeting chicks. So something is off, something is wrong. Now, men have tried to put a patch on it. You know, the pickup artist came out, you know, years ago, where, you know, they taught guys these routines, blah, 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 blah. And so then from there, it evolved into something a little more natural, hence one of the biggest dating companies in the U.S. Or approach, you know, or companies that teach men how to meet women, such as Real Social Dynamics, which ended up disbanding recently for whatever reason, right? Which I'm not going to get into. There's other videos in my channel that I talk about that. So this guy, Julian, he was in that company. He was a very prominent coach, and these people are cool, man. Like, I don't know what happened to them at the end, but they were teaching, you know, how to approach. And actually, that's good, right? Because in a time where no one's telling you to approach, no one's really, you know, there's not much help out there for you to actually become better with women, these people stood up and they actually, you know, gave guys advice, and, you know, a lot of nightclub advice, or whatever it is right now. Of course, once you grow, you face a lot of criticism from haters and all that. And the funny thing is that a lot of the haters that hate on them got their start by watching them and learning from them, and then actually being able to go out and be inspired by them, and then just turn against them and just talk a lot of trash towards them. And of course, I'm not saying they're perfect, but you know, one of the people I do respect is one of the main figures, Tyler, right? Tyler Durden, or I don't know what he calls himself. I think his real name is like Owen Cook or whatever, right? He, you know, he was leading that movement. You know, he was a great public speaker, teaching pickup, good coach, put out a lot of videos. So now they've disbanded or whatever. But anyways, Julian's got married, and it's brought a lot of, you know, people are like talking about it, and like, oh, like, why is somebody who used to do pickup get married? And if you guys saw that, he had like a controversy where he was teaching, you know, borderline stuff that he had, you know, he went through some drama or whatever, because he was teaching some stuff that was like, you know, out of proportion, you may say, a little bit dark, right? So, you know, he went through all that and stuff, and then, you know, now he's doing a lot of self-help stuff. So that's cool, guys. Check his stuff out. is cool. I don't know if he's doing any more pickup stuff, but anyway, the point is that you know, he's a good example of the fact that you gotta look at things from a different perspective, right? Now, a lot of people are gonna hate and they're gonna be all crazy, but the bottom line is, right now, a lot of people in the pickup community, they're like giving up, they're quitting. People are having their stuff shut down because things are getting out of hand. Guys are posting stuff they shouldn't be posting. Egos are getting big. Guys are getting out of hand when it comes to like, right, what, like, you know, something that started from, you know, providing men, you know, the awareness they need to move forward in their dating life and not be stuck. Something like that became this whole competition, ego. That in the end is not really right. Like, in the end, it's just them living in their own little fantasy, right? And their own little toxic, weird world. That's pretty much what the community became. And that's why a lot of people are like uninspired to even teach pickup anymore. And a lot of people are just, you know, moving back. And then there's, you know, some like negativity happening and a lot of weird stuff that needs to be corrected, right? Like, there cannot be, you know, there needs to be a humanistic side to it, right? Because there is this angle that's coming into the pickup community as well, which is an angle of objectifying with women, and, you know, it's a bad angle, right? It's not working together to make something happen. It's you working over there underground trying to, you know, come up with formulas to, you know, do something. And at the end of the day, that's not gonna make anybody fulfilled, right? That's not really what's gonna fulfill you. And if you know anything about success with women, and I have, right, I'm very successful. I'm a coach right now. I teach very healthy dating advice, and things, you know, are great. You know, I've actually not set foot in a nightclub in a long time, right? Because I actually have the confidence to approach at any given time during the day, right? Which is what I prefer, right? I don't have to go to an alcoholic environment. I don't have to be, you know, in a nightclub chasing one night stands and trying to work that for hours on end, like a lot of these coaches teach, where they take you, you know, out to the nightclub to do that. Now, can I do it? Yes, of course. But you don't have to have that type of lifestyle. You can actually go on about your life without having to chase women all the time and still be able to approach women if you organize yourself correctly at any time, any moment. And this is actually going to build this real confidence that you build, where you can approach women anytime and potentially meet somebody that you can connect with and, you know, spark any sort of connection with, right? Because things don't end at sex itself, right? And a lot of guys who get into this who are, like, almost virgin, they're very fixated on the sex part, right? And, you know, if you know anything about meeting women, you realize that this isn't just about sex, right? That's something, that's just a byproduct of a connection, right? Your main goal shouldn't be sex, right? If your main goal is sex, of course you will get it, right? Like, it's possible to get it, but you're gonna miss out on the wonders of an actual connection, right? And of course, you know, people might discard, especially if you're like unexperienced at all, never even, are not even having sex. Of course you should try to hook up and stuff, but, you know, don't neglect that aspect of connection. Now, I'm not going to get into that, and that's why I'm making this video, because you know, Julian got married, and so it portrays that aspect of a deeper connection which there's nothing wrong with, and it allows me to talk about the toxicity that there is in the pickup community right now as things are being thought. So I will say to you, if you're learning from a coach or somebody who's pushing forward this objectification of women, who's telling you to lie to women, who's telling you to, you know, do all these gimmicks, you're going down the wrong path right now. This is a warning for you guys who are learning from these negative people who claim to, like, if a guy claims to be hooking up with, you know, thousands of girls, or like a whole lot of girls, or he has like a rotation of like 20 girls or whatever, you know, he's full of he's full of shit. I don't know if I could say that here, but on YouTube, but you know, he's full of it. And what you don't understand as a guy getting into it, who's like half zero results with girls, is that you can't really tell apart the BS because of the, because you're inexperienced, right? But what you should be looking for instead is not somebody who's trying to push products down your throat or trying to sell you stuff. It's that you want to look for free value, you want to look for healthy value, and you want to take, or you know, get coaching or learn from somebody who feels brings that positive energy. Because if you're dealing with people who are negative, and we're trying to prevent that in the dating advice community, you don't want negativity, you don't want to treat women bad, you don't want to objectify women, it's not you versus her, and all this saltiness that you get, right? And you not only get in the pickup community, you're getting it now too in the red pill community. Whereas, you know, guys are like MGTOW, like going their own way, and they're being super lame. And then they're all complaining how girls want attention this, attention that. And it's simply because they just don't have it together themselves. So they, you know, they have a bad experience. And now they think all women are like this. When the truth is, you have mothers, you have sisters, right? And it's these men that get super salty and start putting out content and, you know, depreciating women in general, right? When instead the truth is that's just a portrayal, a projection of what they feel inside, how they are inside, which is they're broken because they've been, of course, like, I'm not saying all women are angels, right? Like, you should learn the game, you should know what's going on, you should be aware. But just because somebody, you know, you've had a bad experience with a woman at some point, doesn't mean you have to revenge the nerds and come back and, you know, return that, you know, to another woman in the future. Because no two women are alike, right? They're human beings, right? So it's important to maintain that. It's important to form healthy dating habits, right? You don't want to limit yourself to the superficiality of sex, right? You want to go on dates. You want to know what you want, what it is you want to do. If, you know, if all you want to do is hook up, that's fine. There's a small percentage of girls that are, you know, down for that. If you want a connection, which is best advice that you seek, you know, you but I'm not going to tell you what to do, what you should want, right? Like I said, you can actually have fun. Don't be afraid to, you know, if you want to hook up with a lot of, you know, chicks and stuff, there's a time and place for that. You can do that, right? So, you know, I'm not going to tell you any of that. So I just wanted to make this video and use it as an opportunity to talk about all the fact that we need to start moving in the direction of healthy dating habits and working together to be able to learn how to approach each other. And, you know, of course we have that, right? There's not that many people, right, teaching the proper way to approach. But you can check out my channel, you can check out mikemelman.net. Another guy, everything's free. 99.9% of our stuff is free, guys. We do Monday through Friday. Send us an email and we'll give you an assessment of where your sticking point is at, what it is you need to do to start actually getting dates and making connections with girls, and, you know, perhaps land a girlfriend or hook up or whatever it is you want to do, because there still needs to be that aspect of you knowing how to go about it. You can't just sit around and wait for chicks, you know, to come to you, because that's rarely ever going to happen. Now, you have to work on yourself, but you also have to know, you know, where to go and how to go about meeting women. So it's very important you do it, but it's very important you do it the healthy way. Now, you don't have to go to a nightclub 4, 5, 6 times a week and stay there for 6, 7 hours, drink, tell lies, and BS around, right? No, absolutely not. You can do this at your own time during the day, and we want you to work on yourself as well. Be on your purpose, you know, be creating that package that you are, but at the same time being able to approach, right? So guys, I don't want to make this video too long. I want to say congratulations to Julian for getting married. He made a video about it, about marriage and stuff, and you know how you combined the two lives to create something, how they make each other better. So that's really good, and it portrays a whole another aspect of what pickup can potentially be than just the superficial, you know, hookup and sexting, right? So, you know, that's one thing. And let's not forget all the toxic that is kind of permeating into this community of pickup, right? Let's move away from that. Let's work as a unit to move away from that. Now, if you still want to be a weasel, you know, and be salty and stay and count and you know, collect, you know, count your score and collect and all that, then clearly the people who brag, like the people who, you know, my friend Mike, he has an article that says the way in which you feel about your hookups, like the way you get so excited about like hooking up with a girl and you know, and you go and tell your friends and you think you're so cool, kind of portrays the fact that you're not really, you know, that you're not really that experienced. Because I mean, somebody who, you know, who truly is really in tune with himself doesn't think that's like a cool thing to do. It's like, oh, it's like, you know, you act like little kids, like getting laid is like super cool, and you know, you want to get laid so much and da 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 da, and it's like, yeah, like that's not, you know, what's so cool about that, right? Like if you actually know what you're doing, you don't really think it's cool. It's just, you know, I mean, it can be fun, but you don't have to get trapped in this world where you're having this ego battle, you know, and such and such, and this, and I don't even want to talk about it because I can't really relate to it much, because it's just ridiculous, right? Because, you know, I've always been the type of person to see through like BS and not get caught up in ego and competition and I'm better than you and you're better than me. Like, it's never been about that. It's always been about, you know, from the beginning of the journey of having absolutely no no awareness of how to get a date and, you know, meet a girl and even get a girlfriend, to the end of the journey where you actually are able to compile this awareness and you're actually able to go on dates, become a better version of yourself when it comes to meeting chicks, and eventually, you know, being able to meet people the right way. And of course, there's many different outcomes: hooking up, connections, dates, relationships, whatever, and even marriage. As the title of this video mentions, the opportunities are endless, but let's keep it healthy, right? We don't want to, you know, go down this route and where guys are going underground and just being all slimy, right? So I'm gonna leave it at that, man. You know, there's nothing else to talk about. So guys, I hope you like this video. Hit the like button below, leave me some comments, send me an email on the description, and let's get you working on bettering your game. Peace.